Welcome to Love Story Magic Assignment Number 3, Changing Your Love Story. That's what this is all about. And magic is, you know, a very wide term. And what we're talking about here, a magical process, is basically communicating and interacting with your whole self, with, you know, the different aspects of your conscious, your subconscious, with the idea that you have psychology, you have programs, if you will. You have beliefs and attitudes, choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings that are somewhat hardwired into your biochemistry, your nervous system, and that it's possible with conscious awareness, with a kind of work that we're doing here, magically, telling stories, writing things down. These actions of writing and putting what you wrote into a container or an envelope or something like that. And now we're going to do a meditation. Now is time to have the object, have the container with what you have written nearby you. You don't have to be holding it. You can if you want to be. I am doing this process along with you, meaning that each time that I've given an assignment so far, I've gone and done it myself. And so for me, I have the words that I've written down over the last few weeks as I've been writing my love story out, whatever came up for me. I've put that into a glass pyramid that I have on my coffee table with some pennies underneath and a turquoise and a green aventurine stone on top of what I have written. For people who earlier on in one of the assignments who are doing also Life Transformation System Z with the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, I advised that you might try taking some of the items from your story, your current love story, the love story of your life so far, as you have formed it and written it down, and make a left-right list, putting in the universe on the left side, in my own universe on the right side. And, for example, I told in the last audio file a story about my experience on the beach making love with Rachel, and that yet it was, you know, too few and far between that I had experiences like that, wonderful experiences. And in my own universe on the right side, I might put that, you know, I have wonderful experiences of making love with a beautiful woman who's the, you know, my life partner, you know, and we've been together for so long, and we've had, you know, hundreds and hundreds, every day is a rich, beautiful experience of being in love and making love with each other, you know, through our life in nature, something like that, you know, in harmony with nature. So you see, that is telling my subconscious mind what kind of change I'm looking for, and it can be helpful to this program. And I had advised people that you might want to take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle, or fold the paper to make a line and put in the universe on the left side and in my own universe on the right side, and take some of the notes that you've written and use those as material for the left side to inspire your imagination to write on the right side of the paper what you imagine is better than that. So if you've done that, or if this is the first time you're getting that you can do that and you want to stop this audio and go and do that quickly, or to take your time and come back to this audio, you know, weeks from now if you want, and then do the meditation, or go ahead and do the meditation and then do that afterwards, all those ways are okay. So you can just stay with us and continue through with the meditation. However, the only reason I'm mentioning it now is because if you don't want to bring the piece of paper, the right side of the piece of paper where it's in my own universe, what you imagine would be better, you do not want to put that in the container. If it's in your container now, that's not a problem. But before you go into this meditation that's just about to start, get it out of there. Take it out. Rip the paper in two so that the part that is the description in the universe, that stays with everything else that you've written about your love story so far up until now in your life. That we do want in your container, in your box, or like for me in my pyramid. But I ripped my paper in two, and the sheets the half of the paper, the right sides of the paper that have some things that I start imagining, some seeds of, you know, where I want to go with this as far as my future improved love life, that those pages are just sitting on my desk. They're not part of this meditation. That's and if you don't have and if you haven't done that, you don't have to do that. That's not necessarily part of this process. It's just because I do know that people who are doing this are probably already studied Life Transformation System Z, so I wanted to add that in there. And I actually did a little bit of that myself, and so I want you to know about that. I mean, everybody's going to know about it after the meditation, because I'm going to guide you to that you can use that. But that technique for communicating and creating with your subconscious mind what you imagine is better for your life. However, it's very important that you understand as we go into this meditation now with your paper, your story, your representing your conscious awareness that you do have a love story that you do not consciously know or tell or are able to verbalize or imagine your entire love story, but your subconscious mind does. And that container, whether it's in your hands or in your lap or nearby you right now, has become and is a sacred object. And what that means is that for the purposes of our magic, it is a special thing. We have taken ideas and we have packaged them up into this container, and the ideas that we've discussed at length up until now are now all contained. The idea that you have a love story, the idea that it's a program that can be changed, the idea that you consciously only know a little bit about it. You've experienced it, but it's there on that paper. Your symbol, the paper, the container, is your symbol, your offering to your subconscious of recognition that you and your subconscious are different aspects of yourself, like almost as if two different rooms in a house or two different places in the world. And so what we want to do now is for you to close your eyes, if you feel comfortable closing your eyes, and definitely do not be listening to this in a car or anything like that. So just as you do normally, you know, you could be laying in bed. It doesn't matter. I just want you to stay conscious, so don't fall asleep through this process. But if you fall asleep, that's totally fine too. It's going to work just as well if you fall asleep. I want you to relax, so deeply relax, and yet if you don't relax at all, that's fine. You can just listen. And by the listening, everything will happen. And what is going to happen, what is supposed to happen, is very simple. This is the moment coming soon, now, in this meditation, during the time of this meditation. At some point, the change will occur of the magic of taking this letter. So I'm going to call it a letter. Taking your story as you've written it, this object, your magical object, and giving it to your subconscious. The moment that your subconscious receives it, the moment that you touch your subconscious, the moment that you and your subconscious meet around this issue, around this object, is the moment that your subconscious mind understands completely and fully in every way to put its magnificent and awesome power behind improving your love story in every possible way that it can imagine. And you're giving it to your subconscious, taking this object and giving it to your subconscious, is your recognition and your permission and your allowing at every level of your life. I mean every level. This means that your subconscious has your permission. As long as it's for your highest good, as long as it's with pleasure and fun and laughter and goodness everywhere, as long as it's with harm to none, as long as it's safe and wonderful, and yet it could be thrilling and scary and an adventure, but not in a bad way, not in a difficult way, not in a stressful or anxious way, that in wonderfulness, in fun, in happiness, in all of the greatest magnificence that love can be, in the atmosphere of the greatest love that you've ever already experienced, which means the love that you know that you can have at any given time. That love, as long as it's in the presence of true love, the love that is your true love, and that could be anything, that's a feeling, it doesn't necessarily mean a relationship. As long as all these conditions are wonderfully met in a way that is good for you, then your subconscious is fully and completely, as you give them this object, as you present this object to them in the inner space, in the meditation, that is coming, when it happens, in the meditation, at that moment, that connection signifies that you give full permission. That's like you signing a contract. You're not going to sign a contract in the meditation. You're going to hand the object. Whether you are seeing or feeling it or not, it's going to happen. Just by you listening to my voice, describing what's happening. Even if you're asleep and only your subconscious mind is listening to my voice. Even if none of you even hears, but you listen to the whole meditation and let it play through till the end, well, you're completely unconscious in every way. You will still give permission to your subconscious mind simply by listening and playing this MP3 file all the way through to the end. You give yourself, your subconscious mind, absolute and total permission to cut loose and go for it and put all your resources to the cause of magically and wonderfully and beautifully and fabulously and magnificently, with such health and improvement in every way, just improvement, to improve your love story. And improve your love story in ways that you, at this time, are also willing. Because there you are, in your meditative space, showing your willingness to be conscious. To be conscious of your subconscious. To be conscious of your love story. All the writing that you've done so far, if you spoke to a friend or family member and asked them to participate in helping you to define your love story, any dreams that you've had, any work that you've done in this process so far to get to this point where you have written down and put inside a container, an object, and created an object, this writing inside this container. All of that signifies and shows and demonstrates to your subconscious that you are willing to participate with them in improving and changing for the better your love story. And I add also the thought and the consciousness that love and everything that you've ever heard about love and everything that's known about love, that love is a powerful transformer. And so every area of your life can change and improve and transform because you're improving your love story. Your success can skyrocket or expand or build and grow steadily. Everything in your life can improve because you're inviting more love in your life. All the obstacles to you being loving and having love, you can have them move aside in the most wonderful ways because the power of love itself is one of the most powerful and potent transformers and healers. A benevolent and beneficent, wonderful force in your life. And whether the love comes to you through people, through nature, through pets, through however the love needs to come to you, and in all the ways that the love can come to you, we're invoking and inviting and asking for improvement in your love life. Improvement could be more, it could be different, it could be, you know, having a certain quality or kind of people come into your life, it could have a certain quality and kind of people go out of your life. This is, we're leaving this up to your subconscious mind and you to define. But now it's been asked and request and set forth, and all of this and everything that I've said is all placed energetically, it's all magically, like a glowing light, like an energy imbued onto your object, onto your container, and onto your story. And so, having seen all this and felt all this and taken all of this in through your ears, through the sound of my voice and into your thought plane, through the understanding of these words. I want you to very simply and very easily, just in your own way, imagine that you're in a place inside, in some kind of a place, and you're safe. You've got a beautiful light around you. And you have whatever you would imagine guardian angels or your higher self with you. And you have a beautiful glowing light, like an aura or a spotlight shining on you that is of the finest quality love. And then divine love is also a light shining on you. The love of the divine father, divine mother, God, goddess, all that is, angels, guides, whatever you imagine, all around you, with you, throughout this entire meditation, now, present. And imagine yourself going somewhere, going to a place. You could go to a park bench. You could go to a river. You imagine a place and go to that place. And wherever you are in that place, see yourself with your container. And if you don't see in meditation, then just know that listening, you're there somehow, it's happening. You're in some place and you're holding your container. An inner version of your container with all this beautiful light and protection and safety around you. You're glowing, you're wonderful, everything's great, and you're holding this container. You're holding this valuable, precious love life that you've had so far. If it's been horrible, if it's been great, all the moments, all the memories, they're not in the container. That's your conscious awareness is what's in the container. Your indication that you know that you have a love story. But we're looking for the place now. Looking for the place where we can go to find your subconscious mind that has the whole story. This is a piece of the story. This is a communication, a connection, a representation, this container and these pages that you have written down that you now see and look at and feel and maybe touch them and maybe they have a sound. The papers inside of your meditation might look different. The container may be different. It may start changing or transforming. But I recommend just let it be the way that it is and, you know, have that container with you now, on a table, or on the grass, or wherever you are, and look at it, observe it. And again, if you can't see, it's okay. Sense it, feel it, imagine it that it's happening, that you're with your eyes closed now, relaxed, in some kind of an inner place, with this notes that you have, this paper, and just sensing, here it is, I've got it, and I'm looking now, with my senses, my inner senses, I'm searching for where can I go? Where can I take this? And you may suddenly just draw, the floor might drop out from underneath you and you go falling, you know, down into the earth. Or there may be stairs that you can climb down. Or you may get into the river on a boat and go to a place where your subconscious mind is waiting for you. Your subconscious mind could be a forest. It could be a computer room. It could be a deep cave. It could be a house. It could be a castle. It could be any place that you want it to be or that it is. And go there now. Be there now. Find that place. And bring this object with you. And in that place now, wherever that place is, ask for the keeper or the guardian of your subconscious mind to come forward in a representation. It could be a voice. It could be a light. It could be a creature or human form. And again, whether you see it or feel it or imagine it, it's not important. It's just know that it's happening by listening to the sound of my voice. It's happening. And that your subconscious mind is good and wonderful. And so there's no ugly monsters are going to come forward. There's no, you know, evil things are going to lurk and jump on you. You're relating to yourself. You're relating to an aspect of yourself that is called your subconscious mind. Where all the programming can be changed magically about your love story, where all the programming of your current love story is held right now. And in that place, with that representation of the guardian and keeper of your subconscious mind, hand them, put between you, and give them, say, here, take this object. Take this object. Receive it. And give it to them. This note that you have, this container that you've put it in, the representation of that in your inner plane. You see, if it was a folded piece of paper in the outer world, put into an envelope, then now it's your imagination of that folded piece of paper in an imagined envelope. And if it's changed or transformed or you've embellished it somehow in your inner world, wonderful, that's fine. If it's exactly the same, that's fine. But give it to them now. Give it to that part of yourself which knows everything about your love story, that is the repository, that is connected to, that is capable of reworking, rewiring, renegotiating, and changing the way you are in your brain, in your chemistry, in your neurology, in your mind, in every part of who you are. That part of you that's capable of doing all of that subconsciously, unconsciously, and magically, in the light and protection of the glowing, beautiful, magnificent, etheric brilliance surrounding you, the divine light of God, Goddess, all that is, in the presence of your guardian angels and your higher self or whatever you have imagined, the goodness that comes with you into this place of your subconscious mind is present with you now as you simply hand this object over or leave it there. Either way, you can just, may be difficult to see, you know, someone or something, but you've done it. Just leave it there. Leave it with them. And in doing that, because of all the preparation that we've done, we know what that means. And then just simply imagine yourself being drawn back to the place that you started from. And knowing that it's done, knowing that it's complete. Imagine yourself now, at the count of seven, you'll come back into your room, into your place that you are. You'll be able to open your eyes and feel that it is done, that it's complete, that you have fully and completely given the power and everything that we said that it would do to your subconscious mind, and you've made the connection with them, and you now, from now on, have a dialogue that can go back and forth through your everyday life. Not only through some kind of magical inner meditative kind of work, but through what happens in your life, the real, true arena of your love story unfolding into the future. This is what it was all about, to change your life, change your love story of the life that is before you, in front of you, in your most brilliant, positive, optimal future. Let it be so. Let it be this knowing inside of you now that what you've done is given up your current love story, given up the story of your life so far, given it up to yourself and said, I want more, I want better, I want a more brilliant future in love. And know that it is done. The magic is simple and easy. The work that you've done is enough, sufficient, and it is so, and it is done. And at the count of seven, you can open your eyes, feeling satisfied that whether you consciously are aware of what has just happened or not, that unconsciously and subconsciously, it is completely, thoroughly, and fully done with excellence and magnificence for your most benevolent outcome of the most wonderful future and futures that can possibly be for you in the area of love, now ready and beginning to unfold as the changing of your love story has been implemented and engaged fully. At the count of seven, open your eyes. One, two, three. Deep breath. Four, five, six, and seven. Wide awake, refreshed, alive. Beautiful. Well done. The next audio is going to be the final audio to guide you what to do next. But you've done it. You've magically changed your love story. Congratulations. And if you're ready, you can move to the next audio right now, the next and final audio, or you can just relax and come back to it at some time in the future, because we have really fully done it. You've done it. You've changed your love story. You've gone through the process, and you can go through this again. You can do it again, and we'll discuss how to do that and what to do next in the next audio, in your the final audio. With peace and love, this is George L. Preslian from lovestorymagic.com and lifetransformationsystemz.com. Peace.